The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, Licensed Nutrition Counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. As usual, I am here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and for the next hour, lots of information that you can use to improve your life overall. And today, we have a very special guest. We have Jordan Rubin joining us, and we'll be talking about Jordan's new book, Planet Heal Thyself. And I just want to remind everybody that a week from today, January 19th, at the Carl Springs Center for the Arts, Jordan Rubin will be there making a special presentation for the Toonies Annual Health and Wellness Seminar. So good morning, Dr. Slavin. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Jordan. I am very, very pleased to have you join us for the next hour, Jordan. And I think if you will give our listeners, who are very familiar with you and your history with Garden of Life, if you'll give our listeners a little bit of an update, what have you been doing since the change with Garden of Life?
Absolutely. I have taken the last several years to dive into a passion of mine, which is organic farming. And so I had an opportunity to really become a farmer. I've spent years consuming farm fresh foods, promoting it, writing books about food, but I never really understood enough until I got my hands dirty, so to speak. So we created some amazing farming techniques and just have learned how to turn around what I believe to be the degenerative state of our planet and also our health. And in the process, we created an indoor nutrient farm, which then spawned a brand new line of products, which we launched just 2 months ago, called Get Real Nutrition. So we've been taking these principles of regeneration, looking at personal health, family, and ecology, and bringing them to life. And so I'm excited to be sharing next week at Toonies Health and Wellness Fair with a couple of other amazing speakers, and really looking forward to sharing with people 10 simple steps that they can take in their life to not only improve their health, but be part of the solution that all of us desperately need for our future generations to survive and be healthy.
It's so important for people to understand that literally the survival of the human race depends on the quality of the soil, because if we don't have good soil, we're not going to have nutrients delivered from the soil into our foods, and we will be consuming empty calories that will fill us up, but do nothing to support our overall function. Okay, it's so amazing to kind of get your hands in the soil. And when you do that, you understand how critically important that soil composition is. Okay, tell us a little bit, if you will, about the new product line that you have, Get Real Nutrition.
Absolutely. Well, what we have done is we have taken this concept of regenerative agriculture and applied it to nutritional products. And I believe that everyone who purchases nutritional supplements wants to consume elements that they're not getting in their diet, but they also want to consume products that not only meet their needs, but that support the causes that they support. So Get Real Nutrition essentially has become the first product line that utilizes exclusively real food. So every ingredient in all 16 Get Real Nutrition formulas is a food, beverage, herb, spice, or seed. So you can look it up online if you don't, if you're not familiar with the terminology, but everything is real food, something that we can eat or drink, something that our ancestors have consumed for hundreds of years, if not thousands. Really, really amazing. Number two, all Get Real Nutrition products are certified organic. That's down to the capsule. So if you are interested in eating and living the organic lifestyle, Get Real Nutrition is the only complete product line that is certified organic with every formulation. Number three, we are non-GMO certified, which is, of course, important, goes hand in hand with organic, but there really is a crisis in the world today, particularly in America, in that there are more farms every year now losing organic certification, being purchased by big agricultural entities that are utilizing not only pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, biotech, but genetically modified seeds. So Get Real Nutrition's entire product line is non-GMO. We're also plant-based. Now, I am a conscious omnivore. I raise healthy animal foods. I consume them. But I believe in order to reach a very wide audience, we can get amazing nutrients and beneficial compounds using the power of plants. After that, we are a product line that uses sprouted ingredients. Sprouting activates the good in foods. We're also the first product line that is completely fermented, and I truly believe fermentation is the greatest technology known to man. It makes things that are good better, and it removes various anti-nutrients and even toxins. And so our entire product line utilizes unique fermentation technologies at our indoor nutrient farm. We're also free of the 8 common allergens, not only gluten-free, which I believe is critical, our entire product line, but we are free of dairy, soy, eggs, peanuts, tree nuts, fish, and shellfish. So customers who are interested in foundational nutrition can consume products that are free of the 8 allergens. Then we go on to our handmade attributes. So our products, since they are essentially grown in our indoor nutrient farm, they are hand cultivated and made by hand, which is great. We can expand our company as we expand people, and essentially they act like gardeners, and our products are made in a unique process where it takes time and the various elements we infuse into our fermentation process. And last but not least, our product line utilizes first-of-its-kind eco-regenerative packaging. Today in the supplement industry, millions of bottles a year are thrown into landfills. So we decided to think outside the bottle. Every Get Real Nutrition formula, whether it's encapsulated or in powder, utilizes a compostable carton with an inner recyclable pouch, cutting down up to 90% plastic use and being compostable in our outer packaging. And so with those 10 promises, each and every Get Real Nutrition formula rests on those. And there's 4 essential categories: real probiotic, multi-metabolite, real omega, and fermented super juice. So that's a little bit about Get Real Nutrition. And the book, Janet, that you're referring to, Planet Heal Thyself, is going to be available free for every family that attends the Toonies Health and Wellness Fair next week. So it's going to be in bookstores in a few months at $17, but you'll get it free just for attending. We're excited to share with you what we believe is the blueprint for the revolution of regeneration.
Just a fabulous profile of what you are now bringing to the marketplace, and so exciting, the offer of Planet Heal Thyself to all of the people who attend next Tuesday evening's free Toonies Annual Health and Wellness Seminar, and that takes place at Carl Springs Center for the Arts. Tuesday night, the first speaker begins at 6 o'clock, and come out and hear the speakers, and you will be able to receive Planet Heal Thyself. Fabulous book.
Janet, do we know who the first speaker is?
I have to say, I don't necessarily know the order.
I think I'm in the middle, Janet. Mm-hmm. I think Perry Lemeron's going to be kicking us off, which I'm excited about. I believe he's 80 years young and kind of a legend in the space. I'm in the middle, and then Dr. Joseph Mercola will be batting in the third spot. So that's the lineup at the Tunis Health and Wellness Seminar.
All right. Now, you brought out very important points in your new product line. I would like you, if you could, just comment, because you make a point of it, that all your products being organic, GMO-free, about the packaging. How does that, if you can compare and contrast that with other products we see on the shelves in health food stores?
It's a great question, and I know certain health food stores today, particularly those that carry produce, are making it a point to carry only organic produce, which is great. It really is unique. It's challenging, but I see hundreds of stores around the country doing that. I often wondered what it would be like if somebody decided to have an organic supplement section. You know what would happen? There'd be very few supplements. Right now, this is what I believe the numbers are. There's over 29,000 supplements that sell through health food stores each year. I believe there's approximately 300 certified organic products. That is a little over 1%. So with Get Real Nutrition's product line being certified organic, we're the only complete product line that fits that profile. We are a part of the organic movement. Very exciting. But then when you get into being a completely non-GMO product line and gluten-free and plant-based, fermented, sprouted, then there really becomes only one product line. And so, as Janet mentioned, I was blessed in the late 90s to start Garden of Life, which went on to become the number one brand in health food stores, still is today. And I really learned a tremendous amount about what whole food nutrition can do. And when I had the opportunity to become a farmer, learn about environmental regeneration, understand what it's going to take to bring about the change we need, I was able to envision a product line that exemplified that. And so Get Real Nutrition really stands apart with the products that you see today in health food stores. But what's great about Get Real Nutrition, I sort of breezed through the product line, we have 16 products, but they're broken down into four categories. Real Probiotic is the first fermented food probiotic formula. It is inspired by the ancient foods, Ogiri and Dadawa. So it's similar to natto, but we don't use any soy. Yet we still have powerful probiotics, the enzyme nattokinase, and the vitamin K2 in the MK7 form, along with sprouted fermented food. So Real Probiotic is an amazing set of formulas. Then we have Multi-Metabolite. This is a powder that contains 28 to 45 organic fermented juices and botanicals. These botanicals are truly amazing and give us dietary diversity. What are metabolites? Metabolites are the sustainable shield within plants.
That music means that it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin and our very special guest today, Jordan Rubin, and we're speaking about the latest accomplishments of organic farming and Get Real Nutrition, a brand new line of products that is totally unique when you talk about what your supplement availability might be. Get Real Nutrition has absolutely unique aspects to it. Also available at next Tuesday's annual free health and wellness seminar, a free copy of Planet Heal Thyself. And that is all brought to you by a very special guest, Jordan Rubin. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via telephone, Skype, or email with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at janetcimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on AM 1470 WNN.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin and our very special guest, Jordan Rubin. And we're talking about organic farming. We're talking about Jordan Rubin's new book, Planet Heal Thyself. And very, very interesting information. Jordan, you mentioned the problem with GMOs. If you would give us your take for our listeners on what is so problematic of genetically modified organisms.
You know, I think, Janet, it's hard to even encapsulate how dangerous this is. Now, I know people are, I don't want to say rioting, but people are certainly voting, they're petitioning, they're sending out emails about GM and the modern farming that is really robbing our inheritance. Bottom line is that if those who are producing genetically modified seeds had their way, not only would this extend to animals, as we're hearing about genetically modified salmon, I'm learning now that there's genetically modified chickens and other poultry in the pipeline, but they would really make seeds something that is owned by companies, and we would not be free literally to find a seed and plant it. There's a lot of horror stories going on, and a few big companies are kind of the major players in this space. And so I do believe there's two major issues with genetically modified organisms. Number one, their potential damage to our health. And I say potential because nobody can prove anything unequivocally. We believe in this natural health movement that genetically modified organisms are creating havoc in our bodies simply because they weren't created, our bodies, to consume these mutant foods. So when we do, it sets a cascade that I believe affects us gastrointestinally, immunologically, and neurologically. But what's worse, I believe the next two generations after the advent of genetic modification are going to suffer the most. But the second issue is this. If you purchase food that contains genetically modified organisms, or if you support companies that fund genetic modification initiatives, you are part of the problem. Here's what's difficult. You have to assume when you consume any corn, any soy, any sugar from beets even, that you are consuming genetic material, genetic modified material, unless those products are specified as organic or non-GMO. But the problem is corn and soy are ubiquitous. They're in almost everything. Soft drinks are made almost exclusively from corn. Everything from French fries. If you look at some of the movies, documentaries that have been done, you eat fast food, you're getting a load of genetic modification, but it extends to zucchini and papaya, the list goes on and on. So I truly believe that you need to understand the crops that are commonly subjected to genetic modification. You need to understand the companies that are behind GM. You need to buy foods fresh foods that you know are not genetically modified, and then you need to buy packaged foods that specifically say organic or non-GMO, or better yet, both. And the challenges are absolutely immense, because when you buy animal foods, so if you're consuming eggs, if you're consuming poultry, beef, farmed fish, if you're consuming dairy products, if they are not organic or non-GMO, then those animals are consuming massive amounts of grains that are genetically modified. Even alfalfa has now become a genetically modified crop, and alfalfa hay is prevalent in dairy. So, Janet, I don't want to be a doomsdayer here, but the bottom line is, if you are going to be part of the solution, you have to be educated. I believe our future depends on it. This is a really important issue, and those of us who are really supporting the truth and labeling, we're not even suggesting that the government needs to immediately say GMO is bad, but don't we as consumers deserve to know if the ground beef we buy, if the eggs we buy, if the zucchini we purchase is genetically modified or not? So I think there's a lot you can do to get involved, but really know the crops, buy foods that are either fresh, that are not one of those crops and labeled organic, you're always sure that it's not GMO, and buy packaged foods that specifically say non-GMO. And so on the supplement side, we're excited to be one of really, I would say, dozens of brands that have non-GMO formulations. And that's really, really powerful for our industry. If anyone's going to make this work, if anyone's going to win the battle, it's us.
It's so important, and you're talking about people making informed decisions, and should we rely on the government to make the laws essentially meant to protect us? And no, we cannot. And consequently, you have the, or the consumers have the opportunity to vote with their dollars. And we understand the importance of avoiding genetically modified organisms. And the way to do that is purchase organic foods. It's really interesting to me because, okay, zucchini is one of the genetically modified foods, and supposedly the idea of genetic modification for certain foods is that you're going to have a very important increase in the yield of a crop. Well, anybody who's ever grown zucchini would understand that having a bigger crop of zucchini is not a problem. Zucchini proliferates very, very easily, does not necessarily need that genetic modification in order to have a higher crop yield. One of the areas, Jordan, that I'd like you to talk about a little bit is what kind of overall environmental degeneration there is associated with the use of the pesticides, the herbicides, and certainly the genetic modification of the seeds?
Well, first, let me start by saying this. People want to know, well, what do you mean by the degenerative cycles? Because I say in Planet Heal Thyself that we're born into a system of degeneration. Essentially, if we look over the last 20 years, and I don't mean to date either of you, but I was 18 years old listening to you two on radio. I just had this sort of flashback back when I was a teenager and living in Palm Beach Gardens. So it's a kind of an interesting moment for all of us, I think, as I'm now 40. But if you look back then, that was when I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease and learning about all the prevalence of autoimmune disease. But in the last 20 years, I would say that some of these conditions have increased 5 to 20-fold, whether it's inflammatory bowel disease, psoriasis, arthritis, and particularly rheumatoid arthritis, pervasive developmental disorders, autism spectrum, just pick those. So we're increasing disease incidence by 10-fold, and during the same time period, the richest soil in America has had a decrease in fertility by 10. So we're increasing disease by 10, decreasing organic soil material or topsoil by 10. This is a plan for absolute devastation. And all the while, in the next 30 or so years, we're going to have 50% more people on this planet. So I believe that when you consume non-GMO organic foods, you are supporting agriculture that has the opportunity to regenerate the soil as it's producing food. We practice something called permaculture at Heal the Planet Farm, which is our outdoor organic farm in the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And permaculture creates a permanent agricultural system that builds topsoil, adds nitrogen, and produces food, and it can be done in your backyard or on thousands of acres as we do it on our farm. And what we also want with the Planet Heal Thyself book is to encourage people to dig deeper into ways that they themselves can contribute to the solution. But back to your question, when you farm with genetically modified organisms, allowing a greater degree of pesticides, particularly glyphosate, to infiltrate the soil, and then we utilize antibiotics with our animals, we consume medications, all of these through our waste and excretions go into the water and the soil, and now a drop of conventional milk could have 30 residues of pharmaceuticals. So if any of us are out at a restaurant, we consume cheese that's not organic, we could be getting doused with low-level antibiotics that also gets into the soil. So the cycle of degeneration is there, but there are ways to break it. And that's my goal next week at Tooney's Health and Wellness Seminar. I want to share with everyone simple steps that they can take to be part of the solution. And if we can begin to do this in our own homes, the revolution of regeneration will begin. And as I mentioned, anyone who attends the Tooney's Health and Wellness Seminar next Tuesday, which is free, you'll also get a free copy of my brand new book, Planet Heal Thyself, which will teach you 10 simple steps to begin that revolution of regeneration in your body, in your mind, and in our planet.
One of the areas that I've recently had brought to my awareness was the importance of earthworms. And I think that a lot of people might think of earthworms as, ooh, disgusting, ooh, I just don't want to look at them. I don't want to think about it. But there are so many microorganisms as well as very, very specific earth dwelling insects and creatures, along with the earthworms, to a certain extent, talk about the importance of the health of those creatures in the soil itself, and how the chemicals that we're applying to the soils impact their function in the earth.
Absolutely. Well, let me tell you something. I know that we're coming up on a break, but here's something that'll blow your mind. I'm not an investment advisor, but if I were to tell anyone on this call the guaranteed three investments that you can make that in 20, 30, 40, or 100 years, you and your future generations will benefit. Number one is earthworms, or red wigglers to be exact. Earthworms decompose organic material, and they make compost, which makes healthy soil. They are not found in devitalized soil, but the more earthworms you have, the better you'll be. Number two, edible insects. The World Health Organization has said that we need to look at farming insects or harvesting them because they are much more likely to produce usable food with less water, et cetera. So I'm beginning a pilot process to learn how to do that. And number three, bees. Bees make food. You need bees, red wigglers, and you need to look at insects as a source of food. I'm serious, so we'll talk more after the break. But I love earthworms, Janet. You couldn't be more right. They are awesome.
So who would have ever thought this unattractive creature would be such an important aspect to contributing to our good health? You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin and our very special guest, Jordan Rubin. We're talking about Jordan Rubin's book, Planet Heal Thyself, that will be available for free to every individual that comes to Tooney's annual Health and Wellness Seminar next Tuesday evening at the Coral Springs Center for the Arts. Stay tuned, more to come.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex test and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine brings you the latest in natural health care, reviewing the published research, attending conferences with health experts from around the world. That allows the healthcare team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill to provide you the quality and experience you're searching for in a healthcare team. Testing to target your individual needs and treating with natural and holistic approaches, the goal is wellness. You can reach the Institute of Advanced Medicine easily on Commercial Boulevard just west of the Florida Turnpike or three blocks east of University Drive in Lauderhill. You can call us 954-748-4991 to learn more. 954-748-4991. And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin and our very special guest this morning, Jordan Rubin. And before we get back to our discussion, I just want to remind everyone that PATH, the organization that is very much involved with supporting alternative approaches to supporting good health, is having their monthly meeting. And this is for our Miami-Dade listeners. Their meeting will take place January 20th. That's next Wednesday. And the doors open at 7. The first speaker comes on at 7:30. The main speaker comes on at 8. And all of this meeting takes place at the Beth David Synagogue at 2625 Southwest 3rd Avenue in Miami. Beth David, 2625 Southwest 3rd Avenue in Miami. And the subject of the discussion on January 20th is a very, very important one. No matter what health issue you might be dealing with, you need to know about minimizing inflammation. And that's the subject of January 20th topic. That's the topic for next Wednesday, January 20th at the Beth David Synagogue, 2625 Southwest 3rd Avenue in Miami. And now back to our discussion. Just before the break, Jordan, you were talking about the use of insects as a food source. And there was just a very, very interesting article about a certain type of beetle. And the protein content was, I believe the article said, 30% higher in the a much smaller serving of this particular ground beetle meal than there is in whey protein. So very, very interesting. I think this entire discussion is in the realm of an eye-opening aspect for our listeners, that we need to be very broad-minded about what we are going to consider as food and what we're going to consider as quality food. You talked about the importance of bees, and so I tell people all the time, make your yard a very, very reasonable place so that bees can set up a happy home. Very important not to be using Roundup. I see commercials for Roundup on television all the time. Using Roundup is literally spraying poison on your yard, and that poison has a very negative impact on the bees, the earthworms, and all of those little insects that depend on healthy soil. One of the areas that you were talking about was permaculture and the importance of replenishing quality topsoil. And I will just say that the topsoil is one of the United States and American natural resource, and to apply toxins to that topsoil is truly disrespectful of our very, very special heritage of farming and having high quality yields that literally feed populations, not only in this country, but across the world. Talk a little bit more about the permaculture and the importance of the topsoil.
It is so exciting, Janet. When I was learning about organic farming, I was introduced to this concept of permaculture, and I started to think about certain aspects of our life that we take for granted. I also raise pastured animals, so we have cows, goats, sheep, chickens, mentioned bees, etc., and I started to think about certain things. Number one, most of us, whether it's with our 401ks, pension funds, etc., are invested in the stock market. But what I learned was, and all of a sudden it dawned on me, the stock market originated with a livestock market. And today in rural America in particular, there are livestock markets or livestock auctions in every small town virtually in America. In fact, just a little bit north of us in Kissimmee, we used to have the second largest agricultural area in America when it came to livestock. So that's where the stock market originated from, very far cry from where it is today. And then I heard someone say this, and it blew my mind. You can count the number of seeds in an apple, but can you count the number of apples in a seed? I just was blown away. I know this is so simple, but I thought to myself, this permanent agriculture, and I'm talking about particularly fruit trees, nut trees, certain perennial vegetables, that means that each and every year, these fruits, vegetables, and nuts continue to fruit, whereas the annual agriculture, what we would consider row crops, strawberries, actually those are, can be perennial, but row crops are kale and most greens, where you plant them, you harvest them, then you till the soil, and it goes back again. But permanent agriculture is really the future, and I started to think about what would it be like if I planted a tree every single day. Now, granted, that would take a tremendous amount of effort and work. Trees are not something you just simply plant and walk away from. They have to be fertilized and watered. They have to be protected from pests and predators. But how amazing would that be? And I learned that if you have a nut tree that produces hundreds of harvests, the energy you get from those nuts will literally outperform every major economic index available. How cool is that? And it provides shade for other animals, helps you build topsoil because some of the nuts fall to the ground and nitrogenate the soil. So there is just so much. So if you are not familiar with the term permaculture, and even if you're not a farmer, if you visit getrealnutrition.com and you type in the icon or click on the icon for Heal the Planet Farm, you will see what we're doing with permaculture. And what's really exciting, Janet and Dr. Slavin, we are not just learning and practicing permaculture, we are teaching it. So twice a year at our farm in Missouri, we train people from around the world on the principles of permaculture, which involves utilizing the resources we've been given to produce abundance, how to hold more water and utilize it, how to harness the power of the sun and alternative energy methods, and as I mentioned, how to create a sustainable future for ourselves with the use of bees, earthworms, and edible insects. And it's so much to this, it's truly amazing. And I want to mention on the edible insect side, it sounds kind of gross, but let's face it, it is something that people have been doing for thousands of years. Most people in the world really eat some form of insects, particularly indigenous cultures. And I'm not someone who loves the thought of eating bugs, but at the end of the day, I farm on 4,000 acres in Missouri, and I can feed 20 times more people by raising insects than I can with cattle, goat, sheep, or chickens. I think they're all important, including fish. We do aquaponics as well, but I believe we need to start expanding our horizons. Even the World Health Organization said that insects are going to be critical for us as a food source as our population increases to 9 billion on the planet. So I merely want to get into the areas that will provide a sustainable future for us. And if you have not learned about permaculture, I highly recommend you do. Again, you can look up our permaculture retreat, as we call it, Heal the Planet Farm at GetRealNutrition.com. And my new book, Planet Heal Thyself, has an entire chapter dedicated to eco-regeneration. We talk about the unique packaging of our Get Real Nutrition products and how that contributes to regeneration, but we also lay out our plans for Heal the Planet Farm and how you can be a part of that either virtually or in person and pick up a shovel right next to me and learn how to dig a hugelkultur swale, which I'll explain at another time. So, Janet, I truly fell in love with the concept of permaculture, composting, all of the principles of water holding, and just the idea that we can harness the Earth's resources for good. It just made me very excited, and I've put a lot of effort towards practicing and teaching these principles.
Very, very exciting information, and I think some eye-opening information for our listeners. Jordan, you're talking about the sustainable farm in Missouri. Are you speaking to us from Missouri?
I am not. I'm speaking to you from just down the road. I'm in South Florida. I'll be here doing some seminars and, of course, culminating in the Toonies Health and Wellness Seminar. And I'm excited. I spoke several years ago. I have to try to remember if it was 2010 or 11, but it's exciting to be here. So I came in a little early. We have some offices here in South Florida, but I'm rearing to go, and next week I'm excited to share additional information that we won't be able to share here. And once again, if anyone attends the Toonies Health and Wellness Seminar, not only will they hear from Terry Limeron, myself, Dr. Joe Mercola, but you're going to get a free copy of my new book, Planet Heal Thyself, The Revolution of Regeneration in Body, Mind, and Planet.
I had a question from one of our listeners. It's very, very interesting. And at the introduction of your Get Real Nutrition line of products, you mentioned a very specific fermented probiotic, and that the Get Real Nutrition formulas all contain fermented nutrients and some very, very special forms of probiotics. There's the question from one of our listeners is, do probiotics play a very, very big role with regard to recycling estrogen? Is there a part of using probiotics that would help with balancing hormones? And I'm going to say the question relates in part because of the hormones that are given to our livestock to make them able to be brought to market in a much quicker time frame. So when we come back from this break, if you have an answer or a comment with regard to probiotics being able to balance or manage estrogen levels in consumers. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin and our very special guest, Jordan Rubin. We'll be right back. Current medical treatment addresses problems and symptoms when your ship of health has gone aground, hit the shoals of disease, so to speak. Now, advanced medical testing helps to guide you through the stormy seas of disease. The information from high-tech lab tests such as Doctor's Data, Spectracell, Cleveland Heart Lab, Access, Health Diagnostics Laboratory, and Genova. These advanced tests assist you and your doctor to navigate the treacherous waters of disease development. Call 754-216-2332 to find out more, or visit amtcenters.com.
Janet Cimarelli is a licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. Are you in search of the fountain of youth? Trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through her remote counseling sessions, she works with many clients to help them manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She can help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. She offers sessions through telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she provides you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process.
Schedule your appointment today at JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin and our very special guest, Jordan Rubin. And Dr. Slavin, you had a different way of phrasing the question that I was posing just before the break.
Well, you had asked about how probiotics might be helpful in the metabolism of estrogens. But I wanted to ask a slightly different question. We always hear about the use of antibiotics and hormones in the raising of livestock. Now, I'm sure in your livestock, you're not using hormones or antibiotics. I was just curious, what difference do you see between livestock raised in a natural way versus the ones using hormones and antibiotics?
Yeah, it's a great question. We actually made the decision not only to go organic, but beyond organic, and this is a real challenge. In various parts of the country, you have more success raising different species of livestock, and so we do have cows, goats, sheep, and chickens, and particularly in the larger livestock, the cows, goats, and sheep, we were told that you absolutely cannot raise them without antiparasitics. Now, antibiotics are one thing, and one something people should know, which is shocking. 70 to 80% of all antibiotics are believed to be used in livestock production in America. But you also want to know that you do not need a veterinarian to acquire or administer medicines to animals. In fact, most of them are administered through farm and ranch workers or ranch hands. And that is scary because you really can get a tremendous amount of medications in the hands of people that have been less trained. Now, I would argue that some farm and ranch hands and cowboys have incredible knowledge, but the point is we are dousing these animals with antibiotics, but then also dewormers and vaccines. That's the crazy part. You can be an organically raised animal and still have some vaccination. So we decided not only to go antibiotic-free, hormone-free, but also antiparasitic-free and vaccine-free. And so I will tell you, we had some loss initially because these animals have been raised and propagated by generations that have depended upon that use. And so my feeling is if you support a herd of animals, just like humans, with medicines and chemicals, they are not going to be able to see their natural immunity come forth. And we have even been very limited in terms of our use of natural medicines and homeopathics. We do have what you'd call a natural pharmacy, and we do have access to various natural medicines for our animals, but our goal is to raise animals that are capable of raising healthy generations. And so now, not only are we seeing a big difference in their health, but we're seeing a great difference in their future generations. I could go into hours and hours of what we learned in raising livestock, but it is a tremendous opportunity for us to create genetic lines that are not dependent on various chemicals and that are able to consume a natural diet. We are completely pasture-based, which also can be a challenge. So, Dr. Slavin, it's not much different, I guess, than in your practice. You see a lot of patients that do the right things, and they not only create good health for themselves, but for future generations. It's what we're seeing on the farm, and it really has taught me a tremendous amount about human nutrition, probably more than I've ever learned. So it's been a great experience, but these are areas that we don't think about when we're simply going into a health food store or a grocery store and buying meat. But there is a lot more to the food supply than some of us think. And I used to complain that raspberries were $5.99 a pint for organic, and then I tried to grow raspberries, and now I'm very happy to pay $5.99 for raspberries. Just to tell you, the organic and biodynamic farmers, permaculturists, they are doing such great work. It often is backbreaking work, but those of us who are willing to go against convention are going to create a really healthy food supply. But it's so scary to understand what's happening. There have been books written about it years ago, certainly, but and movies that we've seen, documentaries. But I really encourage you to support the organic movement, support your local farmer to understand how we can make these decisions in our life, vote with our dollars, if you will, for our future.
Jordan, when do you think companies like Monsanto hijacked food production in this country? Because I think if you go back before maybe 1900, I'm guessing everything was mostly organic back then.
Yeah, I think if you look at our parents and grandparents, they would tell you where they got their milk from. A lot of them weren't in this country. All my grandparents grew up in Eastern Europe, and yeah, things were very different there, and in America they were very different. I believe, and this is pun intended, that the seeds of genetic modification were sown very long ago, and I believe they were probably sown out of this country and brought over to this country. I think the biotech world has been really waiting for this. One thing that they didn't count on was us. I really believe that the biotech companies didn't count on such a great uproar from natural health enthusiasts that they've seen. I still don't know how this is going to turn out long term, because people need more education and they need to make better decisions in their purchasing and consuming. But I do believe that this biotech takeover was planned a long time ago. And I don't want to get sci-fi on you, but much like the Star Wars movies, et cetera, with understanding the dark side, et cetera, there's definitely a group of small, tightly knit group of large companies that have massive control. And this could not be conceived in decades. It has to have been worked on years and years ago. And the pesticide movement really got this started. Genetic modification, if anything, came about so that more pesticides could be applied to food. Think about it, folks. If you buy genetically modified organisms or support companies that supply pesticides or GM products, you are encouraging the use of more pesticides. All they're doing is making sure those pesticides don't kill the soybeans, but they kill other things, including devastating the native animals to an environment. So I believe biotech's been at this a while, but they didn't count on us, they didn't count on you listeners, and they didn't count on the hopefully 1,000 people that will show up next week to the Toonies Health and Wellness Seminar, because you're going to leave armed with information that will help you fight the good fight, not only for your health, but for our environment. And they're really linked. That's what Planet Heal Thyself shows you. Our degeneration mirrors the Earth's, but in regenerating our bodies, we will simultaneously sow the seeds of health within our planet. That's what we're aiming for, and I believe these large companies are, much like Goliath, we're ready to get our slingshots out and take them down. That's what we're doing.
Well, I think for most of us, the way to start doing that is to buy organic and GMO-free. And that's what's happening. I think Monsanto is beginning to feel the pressure. You know, they're being blocked in Europe, and we talked about it yesterday in, I think it was in Taiwan, that they've not only don't allow those types of products in, but they're mandating the labeling of products. You know, in this country, they block the labeling of foods that have genetically modified organisms. So you have to look for GMO-free labels. But the companies that use GMO products don't have to label their food.
That is excellent. And I know that when we've seen other countries start to really take a stand against these GM foods, there's a roadmap we can follow where America will follow suit. The challenge with America is we are a country of consumers, not as much producers anymore. Right now I am living in Central California, where our indoor nutrient farm is located, where we produce our Get Real Nutrition products. And we have an area they call the Salad Bowl of America, which is in the Salinas Valley. And that Central Valley produces 70 to 80% of the salad greens consumed in America that's produced here. But there's so much more produced out of the country. And so the challenge with us not only is turning around GM cropland in America, but making sure that we do not import genetically modified organisms. So we've got a big battle ahead of us, and it's a lot of work. If you're a mom or dad, if you're a grandparent, you're listening to this, and you want to try to make sure that your children or grandchildren consume a healthy diet, but also help to contribute to the solution instead of the problem, you've got to be a label reader, and you have got to understand which crops and which foods are genetically modified. Now that the salmon can be genetically modified, and when chicken passes, hopefully it won't, you have to assume when you go out to eat that all chicken and salmon, not labeled wild salmon or non-GMO organic chicken, is going to be genetically modified. That's dangerous. So you've got to become aware. You've got to become knowledgeable. And with that, I really believe knowledge is power in this case. And we can be like those other countries you mentioned, Dr. Slavin, ones that don't allow GMOs or that mandate labeling. That's going to come, and it can't come soon enough, in my opinion.
Just such incredibly important information. And for our listeners, you can hear much more of it next Tuesday evening at the Carl Springs Center for the Arts, where Jordan Rubin will be presenting his information about Get Real Nutrition. And you will be able to receive a free copy of Planet Heal Thyself, Jordan Rubin's new book. And Jordan, thank you so much for taking time out of your day and joining us here on Natural Doc Radio. I look forward to seeing you next Tuesday evening at the Carl Springs Center for the Arts. To all of our listeners, we'll be back tomorrow, 10 o'clock. So tune in again then. More good information for your health. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.